In the patriarchal age, the prophetic gift is not limited to any one age. Early in the inspired record, we find instances of its manifestation. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, was a prophet. Looking down through the centuries, he saw with prophetic vision the coming of the Lord, and the execution of the final judgments upon the ungodly. To Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob the Lord appeared in vision, foretelling the blessings that would come to their posterity. With them he renewed his covenant, and they were led to look forward to the final reward of the righteous, and to behold the glories of that heavenly city whose builder and maker is God. Moses, who was chosen of God to lead the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage into the land of Canaan, was a mighty prophet. Predicting the coming of the Messiah, he said, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken." God gave many revelations to this faithful man, and though the divine glory was not fully revealed to him, yet the word declares that God talked with him face to face. After the children of Israel were settled in Canaan, the influence of the idolaters by whom they were surrounded turned them from the true God to the worship of the sun, the moon, and the stars, and also to the worship of graven images made of gold and silver and wood and stone. Thus they transgressed the commandments from heaven that had been given for their own good. The loving heart of God was grieved as he saw the chosen nation led away from their Creator and benefactor into a course of action tending toward ruin. Amid the general apostasy, there were some who maintained their allegiance to Jehovah, and from among these, God chose prophets whom he commissioned to call the people to repentance, and to warn them of the evils that their course would surely bring upon them. The Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes, and sending, because he had compassion on his people, and on his dwelling place. Prominent among the prophets of Israel were Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. In stirring words, they called upon the people to turn from their evil ways, giving assurance that the Lord would graciously receive and bless them, and would heal their backslidings. Some of the writings of these prophets have a special application to the time in which we live. They wrote of things which should come to pass in the last days, or in the time of the end.